Hello and welcome to Hockey Talkie. I'm your host, Emily Gleason. This is a weekly podcast dedicated to all things hockey, but we're going to try and get underneath the ice surface, so to speak, for a more in-depth look at issues relating to the National Hockey League. So, today, we're talking about concussions. I'm sure many of us are aware of the concussions suffered by Golden Boy Sidney Crosby. Two hard hits have caused him to be out for quite some time already, and without any indication as to when he will return. This is sad for the league, depressing for the country, a tragedy for Tim Hortons, but he isn't alone. The league is now strewn with players on the injury list due to concussions. Pittsburgh alone has four, and now Montreal Canadiens' Max Pacioretty can be added to the list with not only a severe concussion, but a fractured vertebrae. Ouch. If anyone saw that hit, which anyone who cares about hockey did, you saw how his body instantly fell limp, directly following the harsh hit into the glass partition from Boston's forward Zdeno Chara. Now, Pacioretty isn't known to be one of the nice guys on the ice. He talks the talk and he walks the walk. And since Boston was down by four, I'm sure Chara wasn't a happy camper. I might add, Chara isn't known as a dirty player. Sure, he can hit hard. He's huge and rumored to eat babies for breakfast, but still, there's a respect for his style of play. He isn't a goon. But that was a bad hit. I don't care who you are or how ticked off you are. If you throw someone into a glass partition, which in turn breaks their vertebrae, I think you deserve a suspension, at the very least. But no, says the league, backed by Commissioner Gary Bettman, who says there is no need to over-legislate head hits. Really? No need? This is what he said at a recent press conference.
For the 2010-11 regular season, concussions are up. Of course, the ideal number of concussions would be zero. And our objective is to come as close as possible to getting that result, without changing the fundamental nature of our game.
Now, some have argued that the reason why Bettman won't address concerns as swift as some would like is because, well, we all know sports and entertainment aren't mutually exclusive. Think back to ancient Greece, where people watched man fight lion. If you take away the hard-hitting aspects of the game, what Bettman is maybe referring to when he said they didn't want to change the fundamental nature of the game, you never know what might happen to seat sales, basically. However, if it's money Bettman is concerned with, as of today, Air Canada has threatened to revoke sponsorship if nothing is done about these hard hits. Apparently, a letter has been sent regarding their concern after Chara was allowed to go on playing without so much as a fine or further suspension. I think he was suspended that game. They got a penalty, and that's about it. So in response to Air Canada, Bettman said that the league will be able to find other airlines to sponsor if need be. Of course, I instantly thought of the Leafs, who play at the Air Canada Centre. They just can't get a break. But I digress. I also wonder why we don't look at the European Hockey League as an example of who the NHL might want to take some advice from. They play a fast game with lots of goals and hard hits, but less injuries. Why is that? Okay, the ice is bigger, therefore allowing the players to see their opponents coming at them easier, but I think there's another reason. Maybe there's a particular mandate, you know? There's an acknowledgement from the players to show a little more dignity on the ice. I don't know. The problem is the NHL isn't doing anything now. And as it stands, the toll is climbing almost weekly. This comes across like the league doesn't really care. You know, que sera, whatever will be. The players, however, care. Especially Montreal's Alex Hall, teammate of Pacioretty.
I know Zdeno personally, and you know, no, he's not a mean guy, but at the same time, I mean, it's those things happen and you have to be accountable too.
I tend to agree with him, and I'm not a Montreal Canadiens fan, but to me, if you go out on the ice and you hurt someone, intentional or not, there should be some kind of punishment. If I set out on the highway tomorrow and say someone gives me the finger or cuts me off and I happen to lose control and run them into the side rail, causing them great injury, I'm going to suffer the consequences. I can't go up there and say to the judge, well, Your Honor, he flipped me the bird, and you know how the roads are in the winter, so slippery. You know, it wasn't my intention to hurt him. It just happened. Would you let me walk away scot-free? I didn't think so. That's all for today's Hockey Talkie podcast. Tune in for next week when I'll talk about, well, you'll just have to wait and see. Thanks for listening. I'm Emily Gleason.